bona
ان الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار إخوة الإيمان أيها الناس جميعا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Today, this morning, the 27th of Rajab, the month of Islam, in the year 1430 years after the Hijrah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina, that correspond to the Gregorian calendar. What's to do this? The 19th of July. The 19th of July in the year 2009. You see, some people will be, some are looking at me. I don't know today's date. July is a name of an idol. You understand? And Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar, they had quarrel. Before, it was August that came before July. When Julius Caesar came, he said, no, how can I take my own idol to be the one that is low? So this quarrel happened between them. Oh, mankind, the only creator, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the only lawgiver, the only sustainer, the only one who nourishes us, the only one who gives us the energy and the strength. In his last testament, there was an old testament, and there was a new testament. In the last testament, the final testament, the universal testament, the God that have created you, the Quran, said to all mankind, and I will recite the verse in the original manuscript, the Arabic. Then we'll give the translation. Please, everybody should listen with objectivity. You listen with objectivity. Forget about any sentiment. Look at what we are saying. Listen to what we say. And judge within yourself. in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of that Quran, he said, and I quote, بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه. God says, يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Allah says, يا أيها الناس, all mankind, الناس. When you hear the word الناس, it means mankind. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Oh mankind, worship your Lord, the one who has created you. It is not the sun that has created you. It is not the moon that has created you. Neither the idol that has created you. Worship the Lord. Oh mankind. Ibudu Rabbakum, the one that has created you. Wallazina min qablikum, and he is the one that created those who come before you. He created those who come before you centuries upon centuries, generations after generations. The one that has created, you see, there's one boy, he was writing an examination in Egypt. He said he wants to know why God says he will resurrect people. And it is in Surah Yasin, God said he will resurrect people. People will come back to him and they have to account. You have to be, your account will be taken. That day you'll be paid. He said, why does he hide his name? I said, could you hear her lady and sha'aha awala marra? The one who has created that soul will also raise that soul. This boy is not a Muslim and he read the Quran. And this is the only place he has confusion. Could you hear her lady and sha'aha awala marra? That God, the one who created the soul, has the ability, has the potentiality to raise it back to life. He asked this question and the scholar answered him. He said, do you know why God spoke to man in that language? He said, لأنهم لم يؤمنوا بالله ولذلك خاطبهم الله على قدر عقولهم. Because they did not believe in Allah, then Allah now talked to them according to their level of perception. They don't want to hear Allah. But you think someone created you? Yes. So the one who has created it has every right, has every potentiality, has every form of power to bring it back to life again. So it is the same in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying, worship me, ibuduni, ibudullah. Allah says, ya ayyuhannas ubudu rabbakum. Oh mankind, worship your Lord. Everybody should check his mind. The one you are worshipping, is that your Lord? The one you are worshipping, does he create you? The one you are worshipping, does he sustain you? The one you are worshipping. And the one you're worshipping, is it the one that created those who came before you? Some people worship some prophets, while some worship idols. Some worship trees, some worship human beings. The one that created the first man on earth, Adam alayhi salam. All the religions, both the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, we all believe that Adam is the first man on earth, and his wife Hawa alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they are the four people on this earth who created them. The one you are worshipping now, everybody should check. The one you are worshipping, who created Adam, our forefather, our first father, our first, who created them? Inasmuch as you cannot ascertain that the one you are worshipping created these two people, the one you are worshipping does not fit to be worshipped. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. The one who created you, everybody should check. It is a challenge. It is a challenge. التحدي. It is a challenge that everybody should be sincere with himself before it is too late. Everybody should be sincere with himself before it is too late. The one you are worshipping, does it create you? Does it have the power to create? Yes, Allah. Then Allah now give more quality. Says, worship the Lord that created you and create those who came before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can be pious, so that you can be God-fearing, so that you can be righteous. Meaning, the one who worships the Lord that has created him, and is the same Lord who has created those who came before him, is the one that is righteous. That is the criterion upon which righteousness should be measured, no matter how good you are, no matter how righteous you are, no matter how charitable you are, no matter how good you are. If you are not worshiping the Lord that has created you and the Lord that has created those who came before you, your charity, your goodness, everything is zero. Subhanallah. Ya ayyuha an-nas ubudu rabbakum الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Then more quality. Let us listen. Thank you for listening. Please let us still have more time to listen. والذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. يا سلام. The God you must worship must possess all these qualities. If any of these qualities is lacking, that your Lord is a fake one. The one that created you, he created those who came before you. And what is the name? Allazi ja'ala lakumul arda firasha. The one that has made this land. Look at the earth. Tamshuna zalulan famshu fi manakibihi wa kullu min rizqihi wa ilayhi tushur. Look at it. If not because of that Lord that has created this earth, Firosha, Allah made this earth flat so that you can walk, so that you can sleep, so that you can live, so that you can tilt it and plant crops and make it a vegetative cover. Yes, Allah. Who created the land, the earth? Any God that has no ability to create this land, this earth on which we are standing, and he is not the owner, is a fake Lord. The God must possess the quality of creating this earth. Look at the earth. It is from the earth. Yes, the land. It is from this earth we get all with all these minerals, petroleum, iron, with which we do all these cars, these fine cars, beautiful cars. This Lord who has created this earth, and in this earth a lot of things come out of it. Let us proceed small. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا. What is the next? والسماء بناء. The Lord who has created this beautiful firmament. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created the sky. Ya salam. بغير أمد ترونها. There is no pillar. Look at the heaven, it's not falling. Have you ever seen that any place heaven ever falls? The heaven is not falling. No pillar. It is only God that can do that. It's only God. The God that created the heaven. Now, this is the fourth quality. The God you are worshipping must be able to create you and create your mother and father and your generation, your forefathers, starting from Adam and Eve. Number three, the one who has created this earth of which we walk, upon which we find a place to rest, upon which we sleep. Wasama'a bina'a. If you look at the construction of Yasalam, the heaven, you will not know there is no architect, no architectural design can come about how such marvelous, huge firmament could exist in this way. بغير أمد ترونها. There is no pillar you can see holding it. Then let us move. The fifth quality. وأنزل من السماء ماء. The one who sent forth what? He sent forth rain from the sky. وأنزل من السماء ماء. He sent forth rain from the sky. Even all form of science will prove that water is mainly made up of what? Hydrogen and oxygen. Isn't it? Yes, accepted. Hydrogen and oxygen. We want to ask question. It's accepted scientifically. It's hydrogen, oxygen. Two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen is equal to one molecule of water. Isn't it? That's good. That is, in fact, you get it. That is a good scientific explanation of water. Two atoms of hydrogen plus one atom of oxygen gives you what? Water. My friend, let us not deceive ourselves. During dry season, hydrogen not existing. Don't you see have hydrogen? Don't you see have oxygen? Where is the water during dry season? By October, November, and December, that is when we experience dry season in this country, isn't it? Where is the hydrogen? Where is the oxygen? They are still, because even this hydrogen and oxygen, we don't have them, we don't breathe. So we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. The oxygen are still available, hydrogen are still available, but there is no water. Meaning what? For hydrogen to go and combine with oxygen, it needs the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who gives that commandment, not only giving the commandment, will now send the rain. The rain will fall. The rain does not only fall, but there are certain benefits that have been attached to the fall of the rain. What is it? فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فأخرج به من الثمرات فأخرج به من الثمرات لماذا؟ رزقا لكم رزقا لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent the rain fall on the earth and bring about what? Crops, plantations, where you can cultivate. If there is no rain, all wahala of photosynthesis will take place and you will not see anything to chop. My friend, do not deceive yourself. Oh, come and believe in the one that will send the rain. If not one day, there will be no rain in this country. So worship that Lord. Worship the Lord in all form of it. We are still coming back to it. The one who sent this rain, when the rain drops on the earth, it will function as some of it, they said, gravitational water and different type of waters. Some will sink, some will flow, some will remain as hygroscopic water. Yes, Allah. Some are in our body reserved according to the various forms in which they say rain form. The water will, there will be what? Evaporation during the day and transpiration. It go and gather in the sky so that anytime when it is time for rain, it drops. We are asking the question. We have not answered my question. During the dry season, is there transpiration? Yes. Is there evaporation? Why is there no rain? Because the one who sent the rain has not commanded. Innama amruhu iza arada shay'an an yakulla lahu kun fayakun. Kun fayakun. Just two letters. Kun bi. Fayakun, and it is. Kun. Allah does not gather material when he wants to create. Allah does not waste time. Kun. Fakana kama arada. Kun. Bi. Let there be rain and there is rain. Let there be earth and there is earth. In Genesis chapter 1, what is there? In the beginning, the God said, let there be tree and there is tree. Let there be heaven and there is heaven. So, this is why in the Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, it says what? Come, let us reason together. In Isaiah, come. So we are calling on every faith. Ta'ala wila kalimatin. Let us reason together about the things that are the same between us. What is it? Allah na'buda illallah. That we shall not worship any person, any Lord, any man, any angel, any good natural person. We are only going to worship the one who allazi khalaqakum wallazina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Jazakumullahu khairan. The lecture is becoming interesting and it's about rounding up. My fellow men, my brothers, my sisters, my elder ones, my mates, my colleagues, let us reason. Oh, time does no wait. Oh, God, we are coming to the end of the world. Oh, everybody should listen. Oh, you know, sir, I never tell you. Oh, I don't deliver my message. God will not question me again. I have delivered. Try and worship the Lord that created you, the one that has created the world before you, the one that sent the rain, the one that has created the earth. Any Lord, I repeat, any Lord, any God, any idol, any righteous person you worship that does have the ability to create the Lord, to create the earth, to create, is a fake Lord. The God you must worship, ask yourself. Allah di halakani fa huwa yahdin. والذي أسمع أن يغفر لي خطاياي يوم الدين فإذا مرضت فهو يشفيني. The Lord that as you're standing, you know, your conscience is telling you, your subconscious mind and your conscious mind is telling you, you know, that the one I'm worshiping does not create, the one I'm worshiping does not send down the rain, the one I'm worshiping has none of these qualities. It is not too late. It is not too late. Beware. Try and be born again. Try and be a born again, oh. Try and be a born again, oh. Be born as many times as possible. But وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except you are a Muslim. You are the one who submits to the one who has created you. The one that has created. Do not worship any creature. Anything that is created, you don't worship because you are a creature just like the one has been created. Worship the one who has created you and who has created all the creatures you see in the world. Finally, God says at the end of the verse, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ السَّمَرَاتِ. When Allah sent forth the rain assists in bringing about the germination of all the crops we planted in the farm. Germination of the food you eat. Yam, cocoyam, plantain, groundnut, everything nut you eat. It is this God that is now making all this. They are risk. This is why the scholars, may Allah continue to have mercy upon them. The Mubassirun are saying, the only risk when something is risk, anything, the reverse that sustains, the only thing that sustains risk is what? Are the food, the item you eat. Risk on lil ibad. What? All these foods that come forth from the ground, germinated, we eat. Your motor car is not a risk. Your house is not a risk. Your whatever you, your beautiful clothing is not a risk. What is risk? Risk is what? All the tuber crops, the grains, the fruit, and all other forms and types of food. They are the sustain, they sustain. Allah made them as a means of sustenance. The only sustenance you have are these crops and all other form of food you eat. Because they are the ones that none has created them except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. God says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Don't you look at what you conceive? Don't you look at the pregnancy? أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَ وَأَمْنَانُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Yes, Allah. Are you the one that created it? Or we are the one creating it? Allah says, are you the one that creates? The one that is in the womb? The one that is in the uterus of the mother? The child that is about to be born? Who, before it became a human being? All the embryology you study does not tell you who created it. Allah even says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Allah is the one, the creator is the one that fashion and shape the embryo in the uterus of the mother. So the one in the uterus, just take a look. Do you think it is just happening as an accident? There is this scholar, what is his name? Harun Yahya. Harun Yahya said, if you are going into a bush, you are inside a bush, suddenly you see some building blocks. What will come to your mind is what? Who built this block? Isn't it? You will not start saying it's nature. Eh? Somebody must have built it. So is it now a real human being you want to tell us that it has not gotten any creation. You are mistaken. The one that is created, the one in the womb, the God that you must worship, is questioning you. At-tahaddi. At-tahaddi. At-tahaddi yatu da'ima. Challenges that is everlasting. Everlasting challenge. The one that creates. That, who? Are you the one creating it? Don't you know sometimes you are pregnant? After some time, you had a miscarriage and an abortion. Don't you see? Abraitum matumnu, antum ta'lukuna wa mnanul halikun. In other words, Allah says, Abraitum matahrusun, antum tazra'una wa mnanul zari'un. Don't you look at what you are planting? Are you the ones germinating it? Or we are the ones? When Allah uses we, it doesn't show any form of plurality. You won't just go to your dictionary. We, it means plural sometimes, and we, it is used as a majestical language, plural of honor. Allah used we as a majestical language, bi izzatihi wa jalali. We are the one who created. We are the one that make the crop to germinate. So, all what you've heard today, there is one righteous man whom we all share. We all love him. We all like him. We all need him. Everyone is saying, he is my own. Who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Abraham. Abraham. If you see a Jew today, you say, Inna Ibrahim Yahudi. Ibrahim is a Yahudi, is a Jew. The Christian will say, Abraham is a Christian. And the Muslim said, Abraham is a Muslim. So, this man we share, Allah use him as what? Since we all love him, we all like him, and let us listen to a story of him. He was moving. He woke up one day. He wanted to know who is Lord. He wanted to know who is Lord, who must be worshipped. He was arguing with his father, where he's called Ibrahim al-Abihi Azar. أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمُكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. God says, remember when Abraham told his father, why are you taking any form of idols as worship? These are the things that you carve by yourself. Why are you taking any other thing as a form of worship? That indeed, inni araka wa qawmaka fi dhalalin mubin. Indeed, I see you as nothing except the one who is astray, the one who is off the track. It was an argument. Let us listen to the argument. So he now said, okay, I have condemned this God. Who is God? I want to know. Then Allah gave him some trial. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَيْلٍ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْأَفِلِينَ. After the argument, in the evening, the stars, all the stars and the galaxies, they came out in the sky. And Abraham, alayhi salam, he looked at the sky, he saw the stars and the galaxies. He said, Haza Rabbi, look at the star. It's very far. No one can touch it. He is the Lord. This is the Lord. This one that has created me. This one that you worship. But for some time, Falamma Avala, the stars and the galaxies, they start to disappear. The stars are going back. Where is my Lord? Where are they going to sky? And Allah we will have believed. I don't love those things that become and appear. Because when it was around, it can save me. Now it has gone. How will I live? So I'm exposed to destruction. Then later, فلما رأى القمر باذقا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لئن لم يهدني ربي لأكونن من القوم الضالين. He saw the قمر, he saw the moon shining, moon was illuminating, باذقا قال هذا ربي, he said this is my Lord, this one is even bigger. It's just one and it's shining. Everyone is enjoying it. This is my Lord. Then, just after some question of some minutes, the moon is also disappearing. He now said, La illa mi hadin Rabbi. Whoever is my Lord, if he does not guide me, I will be among those who are astray, who have gone the wrong way. The next thing is, فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِقَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. When in the morning the sun came out, shining, brightening, هَذَا رَبِّي, the sun is now my Lord. Yes, you can see it, it's big, it's shining, it's hot, it's my Lord. Later, the sun disappeared. The sun disappeared into the oblivion. He is not seeing the sun again. Sky, he now prays, said, look, my people, some of you are worshiping stars. Stars have disappeared. Some of you worship moon. Moon has disappeared. Some of you worship the sun. The sun is disappearing and appearing. Disappearing and appearing. Kai, anything that disappears and appears, they are not lost. Because they are not, they are supposed to be ever living. Then he now prays. He said, oh, you people that have taken some idols and you are worshiping it, today I am declaring that I am not part of you who worship other Lord besides the Lord, the Creator, the Lawgiver, the Sustainer, the one who sent down the rain, the one who sustains us from hunger, the one who protects us from danger. Hey, when he said this, now Allah guided him. Because in the Bari Mimma Tushikun, what was his answer? If really you love Abraham, whether you call yourself any religion, look at the answer. Everybody should be ready to accept this answer right now in a moment. What does Ibrahim say? Ibrahim never say, I want to follow the religion of my forefather. No. Ibrahim never say, this religion I understood most. No. Ibrahim never say, I want to follow the religion of my race, of my people. No. He says, inni wajjahtu wajhi lillazi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifa wama ana min al-mushrikeen. He said, from today I have set myself up focusing one Lord. Who is this Lord? Fatara as-samawati wal ard, the one that has made the heaven and the earth. Which is still the same answer to those who worship any other person besides the Lord. He said, wama ana min al-mushrikeen. I'm not among those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is today's topic. do not ascribe any associate, any partner, any second. Do not associate. فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. Do not come up with other associates, other additives, other seconds, other two, three. You understand? God is one. Everybody will say God is one. And God continues to be one. One is one. Two is two. Three is three. God is one. Isn't it? God is one. One is one. Two is two. Three is three. Mathematically, 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. Isn't it? So, God is one. Let us worship that one God. One God. Allahu Wahid. The one that deserves of the worship is one and no other God. Everybody should take this as a lesson. Do not look at the one who is saying it. We want you to look at what we are saying. Put what we are saying into critical analysis. Analyze. Does the God you worship, does it create you? Does the God you worship, does it give you food to eat? And be sincere to yourself. Be sincere. And pray. Pray for guidance. Pray to the God that from today I want to be in the service of the one who creates. Because there is no any other God that can create. So we pray to the God that creates, the God that gives life, the God that takes life, the God that bestowed his bounty, the God that is merciful, the God that is beneficent, the God that is the lawgiver, the God that created the heaven and the earth, the God that created our forefathers, the God that creates everything. We pray that that God should give us guidance, should continue to guide us and guide every one of us. We pray that this God that we've described, that has all this quality, we pray to him to bestow his blessing upon every one of us. We pray that those in the house that are sick, we pray that this God should heal the person. Those in the hospital, those who are pregnant, those who are poor, those who are in the qualities, this God that has the quality of creation, this one that has the quality of bestowing everything. We pray that this God continue to guide us. And here I say, أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. And remain blessed. Wassalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.